The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate the effort you put in to listen to Barrington Awaken. What we do here is we talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness for you to live your best life, regardless of your faith, religion that you believe, you could still practice your spirituality and be more connected to your higher level of self. Opening in the third eye is actually opening your subconscious to raise you so you could be more connected with nature and all of nature's law. So being here, we introduce you to spirituality, and I wasn't aware of how many people out there who has no idea of its existence. But spirituality is nature's way of guiding us. And whatever you believe, whatever you follow, you tap into your spiritual existence and it allows you to live your best self. When we showed up here on the planet, long before we had a religion, we were very spiritual. Like I've always said, the body carries the soul. The soul is a connection to the spiritual existence. The body is not you. You are within the body and you are the spiritual self. You need to understand that. If you listen to your inner thoughts, the gut feeling, some people call it, you will get all the answers that sometimes we say, I wish I had listened. I wish I did follow or didn't follow. But be mindful that the inner feeling, the inner gut feelings that you get cannot be wrong. It is your true self. It's called the observer. It's within you. And your true self will guide you. A lot of the times if you're in danger or in a path of danger, that will intervene. If things were happening to you that was going to cause you damage, it will get an intervention. Just the other day, I'm laying in bed, taking some time, relaxing, and I was told intuitively, internally, that I was getting a ticket. I kind of think, because I left my truck on the road, and I just ignored it, of course, and sure enough, I came out and there was the ticket. And this is my moment of saying I should have listened. But you do get the messages. You most often ignore them. What we do is teach you how to follow and be guided by nature's laws. Wake up is what I often say. A good method in which you could take a step towards your spiritual self is to practice the phrase that if it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. If it is wrong and you're doing it, stop doing it. allow yourself to be connected with one, with all of nature. You showed up here as a spiritual being. You need a body to move around. You live within the body and you govern the body and makes it move because you don't have the physical abilities to pick anything up. You are just there. Part of our purpose of being here, and a lot of people will argue this with me, is for you to figure out what it's like to be human being, to roam, to live, to bring your ideas into physical, tangible stuff. The chair that you may be sitting on right now was a thought, and now it's a chair. Or the car that you may drive in every day, I'm sure it was a thought, and now it's a car. The airplane that you may have flown in recently or planning on it was somebody's thought, and here it is. So we have the ability to connect what we were thinking and make physical things from it. This is what being a spiritual person is all about. Wake up. Wake up and understand. Before I go any further, I had an email today. Someone, I read it today, came in a couple of days ago, and I do try my best to answer all the emails I get and questions. I get a lot of questions, and I try my best to answer them. However, this particular one asked me, what is sin? What is sin? It's a word. And it means if you have sinned, you have not followed the rules of the religion that you've been governed by or that you're following. If you broke those rules, you've considered sinning. So if you follow the rules, all the rules that the book has put out there for you, or books or tablets or whatever it may be, then you haven't sinned. The definition of sin is the inability to follow, not inability, just not following the rules and guideline that's laid out in the book. You've committed a sin. If, for example, you're supposed to be following Muhammad from the Muslim group, and you don't follow all that he had said, then you've created a sin. If you go the opposite, the same with Jesus or whoever's in the Torah, all the religions will talk about if you didn't follow the guidelines, you have committed a sin. I needed to get that out there before I continue. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being a part of the show. We have a brand new listeners who just recently decided to join the show. Modipa, thank you very much for being a part of that. Thank you for being there, and welcome to the Barrington Show and to everybody else. Remember that when we came here, we came fully equipped. We came with everything that we will need to govern and maneuver through this life. When you leave, you will leave all of it because you cannot bring it back because you don't have hands. Anyway, you're just a spiritual existence or the energy that exists for all of us. It is within you. It's within me. It is within God. We're all connected as one family, one race called the human race. All the other living animals and everything else, they also possess this energy that gives them life. When you get older in life and the body's breaking down or diseased or you've had an accident, you lay the body down and you move on, and life continues like the conveyor belt will continue. Wake up to the reality of understanding that you don't need to feel lesser than any other people out there, or do you need to feel any greater? We're all the same. We're all connected. Regardless of what our society has done or is saying, is doing, we are still cut from the same cloth. We've come from the same place by the same method. I need for you to wake up and realize that. How do we tap into getting this super energy strength in ourselves? How do we allow ourselves to raise up to the higher level of consciousness for us to live our best lives? You slow down the brain, you slow down the thoughts, you slow down the ideas that's going through your head. Try to minimize them. It's very difficult, nearly impossible not to have a thought, but we're so busy jumping from one channel to the next thought to the next thought that we become confused and we miss out on a lot of things that we're supposed to be paying attention to. Slow down. slow down the thoughts. Allow yourself to have this empty space where you don't have a thought. When you're sitting and you're meditating, because that's what you're doing at this point, you're meditating, and this meditation can occur anytime, anywhere. As you drive, don't drive until you've practiced it. As you sit at home, as you sit still, as you're engaging in a conversation with another, or whatever you're doing at work, whatever is keeping you preoccupied, you can still be meditating at that same time. It's been proven. So the method in which you want to be able to connect to that higher level of consciousness to make that super you, you need to slow down and take some time and meditate. A lot of what we've talked about here in the shows over the years we've been doing the show, we talk about starting it at a small, just, you know, for a couple of minutes, a few minutes, and you just allow yourself not to have a thought. It is difficult. It is, well, it was for me, and I've heard a lot of people say it was very difficult. But if that's your intention, you stay to it, and eventually you will get the grasp of it. And the more you meditate, the more you're interconnected with the higher level of consciousness, with your higher self. You live a better life. You will learn not to fear anything, anything. You will learn the courage. You will actually learn how big and important you are. You gain confidence that you can't even imagine. That's your higher self coming in to show you how big, how important you are. We say to everybody, wake up. Wake up to that reality. The things that you want to go out there and achieve, it's within you with action for you to achieve that. The things that you want to go away from you, to leave you, maybe a bad habit or something, it's within you to take the steps to get rid of it. But you must apply actions with the desire to accomplish. You cannot just sit there and desire this and it happens. Action needs to be added to that package deal. Make it a full meal. You have to go out, see what you want, and don't feel as if you're restricted by anything, because you're not. The sky is the limit. You are a part of it. I've said many times, we're not just a single entity or a grain of sand on the beach. We're actually that beach. We're that big. You need to wake up and realize that no matter what you want out of life, it's a matter of applying yourself towards it, but you must have actions. You must take actions. If you're going to go out there and get this degree, buy this house, meet that perfect partner, you must take action and do what is required. But to sit there and ask for it, it will not come. Wake up. Wake up and understand we're not supposed to be living in fear. We're not supposed to be afraid of dying. We're not supposed to think we're lesser, nor are we greater. We are a part of the whole pie. I've said it many times. If you take all the ingredients and you put them in a bowl and you mix it, saturate it really well, and you put it in the oven and you bake it, you call it a cake. Every portion of that cake, every slice, should have the same equal amount of ingredients because of how it was mixed up. We're the same. Wake up and understand that. Get on your spiritual path. It's your duty. You have a purpose in life. If you find that purpose, a method in which you take to find that purpose is to be true to yourself. To thine own self be true. It takes you to the path of understanding your true self. No one but you will ever know your purpose. No one but you. No one is chosen to speak in your behalf. Wake up and understand that you have the power. Your hand is on the trigger. You hold the handle, and it's in your control. All of this will be beautifully executed if you take action towards it. Wake up. Wake up. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being here. And again, I was just talking about an email, and I do get a lot of them, and I do try my best to respond to them as quickly as I can. You're listening to Barrington. There's a book out there, Barrington Awaken. The book is called Awaken Ascension Guide. What it does, it aligns you to your true purpose. If you're interested in this book, you can purchase it on Amazon. Again, it's called Awaken Ascension Guide by Barrington, and it will align you to your true purpose in life, or give you the steps, the methods in which you need to take a step to get towards to find your best self. We are not supposed to be here for the taking. That wasn't a part of the package deal. We are supposed to work collectively together to become a greater planet. Everything is perfect, including you. A lot of people argue with me saying, well, I'm not perfect. And the minute they say that, I say to them, oh, fine. Then who are you comparing yourself to for you to find fault within you? You are a unique individual. Therefore, you are perfect as you are. You need to understand that. If you stop and don't compare yourself to others, you will see the greater value in you. Nobody has your dance. It was purposely designed by you for you. Wake up. Wake up, everyone. Welcome to the Barrington Show. To all the people that listens to the show regularly from all around the world, I appreciate your effort and your time being there. The Barrington Show is here to help, to guide, to assist you in learning about your spirituality. I appreciate you being there. Thank you for coming. And to everybody else, welcome home. Okay, I needed to get through that. I get a lot of questions throughout the week, and today's not the day that I'm going to answer all the questions on the show. Today, we're just going to simply talk about life and getting away, wasting it away, sorry, life and wasting it away. And the time that we started our journey many years ago, for some of us, we tend to get into other levels of wanting to do other things, and you get distracted because you're on this path. You wanted to be a plumber, and then all of a sudden you know, I don't like that anymore, I want to be a pilot, and you're going all over the place. Well, no one knows why that is, but one thing is for certain: the further you journey in life, the more you become conscious of your own existence, your own self, as to know who you are. Some of the things that we do in life and we deem them as negative or bad, was it because you might have gotten, or you should have gotten, the education from that to say, yeah, no, I'd be a horrible plumber, or I'd be a this, and you move on. You have a purpose that you serve. Most of us are sitting around waiting for others or something to happen. If you take action, it will happen instantaneously. Wake up to that reality. I am now finding out, now hearing or paying attention to others, to people out there who are, they're not even familiar with the existence of spirituality. Long before this world was governed, and we've been here for billions of years, people don't want to say that, they're watering it down. But we've been here long before we had a governor, a teacher, a leader, a guide. We lived among ourselves in harmony through spirituality. We govern ourselves much like our other cousins, the animals, do. Like, they don't have a boardroom meeting, but I think for some of them, if you leave them alone, they'll develop that. Either way, I'm simply saying we were a part of a spiritual existence, a spiritual world, a very energetic, energy-charged world. Wake up. Wake up. You're waiting for something. Ask yourself, what are you waiting for? How much time has gone by? No, ask yourself, how long have I been waiting for this? How long? If you weren't being governed by other leaders, you would have taken other actions to create to bring forth the desire you have in life to succeed, whatever your version of success is. You have to take action. We have to follow our true path. And a lot of us, a lot of people don't know what their true path is or where to begin. you have to know there's certain things that you do on a regular that's not a part of you. And you could start by identifying what's not a part of you as opposed to what is you. And you start doing that. And then you will be led to a more spiritual path, more spiritual guidance. Allow yourself to get the best out of this life and to sit there and wait for tomorrow. Well, tomorrow may never come, it never will. Now is the time, and now is when you wake up and you act. When you're hungry, you seek food, correct? When you're thirsty, you would seek water. And if you're tired, without even wanting to, you will seek rest. Our divine governor allows us to go through and pick up on what we need through life. If you are lost or you're a bit confused or you don't know where to go, you can seek guidance the same way you go for food or water or rest. You can seek guidance, ask, and you will get the answer. Spend some time meditating and you will find. Most of what we talk about is about how to connect yourself to the spiritual existence that's there. In the process of meditating, and I say this quite often, and I hope you're remembering this, you're sitting like a jar with a lid on it. When you start to meditate, you have removed that lid, and everything that's within you will connect with everything that's out there. Because of how we were raised and the ideas that were given to us by culture, family, you know, maybe neighborhood, we tend to forget how to journey through life and become attached to our spiritual selves, our higher level of consciousness. And it's, again, it doesn't matter which belief you follow. Take the time to strengthen yourself from within. That is available to everybody. If you can hear this, take a step towards accomplishing greatness within yourself. This is what meditation does. You're sitting, you're waiting. The time is passing. And your most valuable currency, and I've said this many times, your most valuable currency as you are a human being is time. You can't redo it. You can't collect more. You can't hoard it. You can't buy more. Your time from when you start to where you end has already been chosen, laid out by you. So you only have that time available for what you hope to accomplish. Don't waste time. Take an action. Take a step. Do something towards accomplishing your goals, whatever they may be. Thank you again for being here. We're going to take a couple of minutes and we're going to answer some questions.
All right. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. You can write to us at any time during the week. And that email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Okay, Gail wrote in. She says, Barrington, you touched on a third eye, but I'm not really sure I understand that. I went online to try to do some research, and it's very confusing. Can you make that very simple to understand? What is the third eye? That's Gail. Fred said, okay, religion and spirituality. I am still very confused on the two. I'm not sure what either is. That's Fred. Shane said, today you have not as of yet talked about chakra. Is that part of being spiritual? That's Shane. LaToya said, did you see the opening of the Olympics? It was disgusting. Mocking the Last Supper, Jesus Christ, with trans people, all that stuff. Your thoughts on that? That's from LaToya. Kress wants to know, I'm trying to be more positive every day with everything that's going on in the world. Besides meditation, are there any tips and tricks that you can tell me to remain positive? That's from Cress. And Mick actually writes in and says, a friend of mine has your book. Where can I get it? That's from Mick. And back to you.
Thank you. Mick, I sort of jumped the gun and talked about the book at the opening there in the monologue. But it's on Amazon. Barrington. It's by Barrington. And it's called Awaken Ascension Guide. Awaken Ascension Guide. I'm sorry, normally I talk about the book, if I remember, in the middle of the show, but I don't know what got into me today. Awaken Ascension Guide, and it's on Amazon. I hope you enjoy it. And for anybody else who wants to dabble into it, it's there on Amazon. Thank you very much for that. Cress, positive. To stay positive, of course, you know, and you've said it, is quintessential, but it's hard to do because everything we do in life, it sort of get bombarded by negative things. Well, you must know, you must learn how to let them go. Don't hold on to the negative. Don't hold on to anything behind you because you're going to have a difficult time embracing anything that's coming towards you. We have to stay positive. It is one of the most important thing you could do in life. Try to see the good in everything. If you can't, look harder. If you've looked really hard and you're still not able to see the good, look at the lesson you may have learned from that thing that's causing you some negativity. It is so important that we stay positive, hold our heads up, because the minute you bow, you're starting to fall and the negative comes rushing towards you. I read somewhere many years ago that one negative was the equivalent of 15 positive affirmations. So it's important that you always stay positive. Look at the cup as always half full. Look at life that this is not going to get the best of you. This too shall pass. Study. Do I have a direct tip in it? You put things in front of you, like the post-its you would, or things that makes you happy and things that makes you laugh and things that brings out the best side of you. Maybe a picture of the beautiful partner you may have or something that's going to put you in that good place. Because the minute you go to that good place, you're not in that bad place. That's the best tip I could give to you, but always try to remember to stay positive. On occasion, you check your thoughts and see what you think, feel what you're thinking about or hear what you're thinking about, because sometimes we're so busy going down the rabbit hole, we think it's normal. You want to stop that, turn it around and do, think, say positive things. I did not see the Olympic opening and people, what you've just described. I'm not a television person. I can count on one hand how many times I've watched TV in the last, 30 years or so, because I don't consider it of great value to me. I call it the television. So for that reason, I didn't see the opening, and they're mocking, they're making fun of whatever it is. I can only respond to what I've heard you say, and it's say that they're mocking the Last Supper and they're making fun of JC and all these things. We don't have the ability to control what others are doing, especially when they're free and they're halfway across the world. We cannot govern it. We have the choice, though, to pay attention to it or not pay attention to it. You dismiss it. If you fish and you throw your line out, you catch this little minnow, serves you no purpose, you put it back and so forth. And you hear something and somebody comes to you and give you their negative offer, you simply reply by saying, thank you for the bit of anger that you're trying to offer me, but I reject it and you may keep it. When you see people do something that you don't agree with, because you just have to not take it on, let it go. You have an opinion, but don't carry that with you for a very long time, because when you're carrying these things with you, it's like you're drinking poison hoping that somebody will die. Can't happen. If it doesn't serve you, then you don't be a part of it and don't carry animosity with you from it. I want to say, you are saying based on your email that it's wrong. There's maybe a 50% of the population of people out there who's saying it's not wrong. we have a difficult time trying to figure out what is right or what is wrong. Most often it's relative to opinion. If it pleases you, you might say it's wrong, and it displeases you. If it pleases you, I'm sorry, you might say it's right. And if it displeases you, you'll say it's wrong. But it's still only relative to your opinion. I don't know of a tangible right or a tangible wrong, other than how people bring it into their lives. I didn't see the show, I'm sorry. But I'm going to go to Gail on the third eye. And I mentioned the third eye briefly. The third eye and chakra and all these things, they're within the body and they're interconnected to the body. Okay, the spiritual sense. We have all these things that's within us called chakras, and there's too many of them for me to count. But what they do is they govern the body, your energies, your likes, your emotions, your health. That's what the chakras do, and there's six of them. It starts at the middle of your groin and go to the belly button and then to the chest and then to the throat and into the forehead and then the top of the sixth chakra is the one that sits above the head. It floats, if you can imagine it, just floating around the top of your head, like, you know, it's just there, but it is still connected to you because we have aura that extends past our bodies. The chakras are to make the body work well, the best of its abilities. And the more you concentrate on that one for health, it's the healthier you're going to be. They have people out there who can do what they call Reiki and stimulate these points in your body for you to have a better, more comfortable life. So the chakra is all of that. The third eye, and I'm answering two questions at the same time. The third eye is about being able to get your messages or see things. Sometimes you could see them with both eyes closed. The third eye is between the two eyes that we know about, the left and the right, and right in the center, the forehead, that hard bone is where the third eye is supposed to be. Through meditation and through studies and whatnot, you can open that third eye. And a lot of people do have their third eye open, and they just, you know, things and don't know why you know. You're communicating with the third eye. So you're not going to have a third eye like, you know, where Cyclops had his, if you know who that is. But you're not going to have three eyes on your head, so don't be alert or don't be scared. The third eye is opening you up to the world of spiritual existence and the intuitiveness that we carry as human beings within us. In order for us to get that out and get the best from all of life is for us to be in tune with self. You have to know thyself. You have to know who you are. You have to be... And you must understand there's more to us than that physical thing you see in the mirror. That's the key. The third eye resides within the body. And if you study and you become very, very spiritual and you're really connected to the spirituality, you will be able to open the third eye where you answer questions before they were being asked, kind of thing. And you connect. Have you ever had a moment where you say, you know, I've not heard of Susie Jones for such a long time, and bang, the phone rings and that's her. That's your communication with them saying, hey, I'm going to send you a call, or I'm going to come by to visit, or somebody will bring up that conversation or that method, because you've made that connection between you and that person or place you haven't seen or heard from for a very long time. That's the ability to have the third eye connected. Even though the information is coming in through this, the chakra, the sixth chakra, it is coming towards your information center. And the better you are prepared for the information, the easier the instructions are to understand it. That's the third eye. We all have one. We all have one. And you have to, it's not sacrilegious. It's not voodooism, which is not real. None of it is real. But you are connected more to nature. You know that information that the deer gets when the deer sees the lion, whatever that information is, that's the connect to, that's how you connect to all that there is. Wake up, understand. Now, I hope I answered the question very well for spiritual third eye and the chakras. The next question I have here is religion versus spirituality. Oh boy. And every time I say what I say about religion, I get people call me up and give me their version of it, and so on and so forth. Now, When we showed up here at birth, we did not have a religion, point blank. We did not have a religion. If you're living in a Jewish home right now and you have a baby and you deliver that baby to the Muslim home, they will teach him or her all there is to know about. I was having this conversation just earlier today. All that they know about religion would be taught to them by their upbringing, culture, household, parents, great-grandparents. So you could take a child from any religion and put them into any home, and that child will inevitably get fed the source that's coming from that household or wherever they are. Now, the religion came to you after you were birthed. So if you could see yourself at day one, no, you did not have a religion. You did not believe in any God. Your parents taught you about God. Society taught you about God. You didn't wake up going, oh, God and I were kicking it the other day. No. So you were being taught. So it's easy for me to say, if you are a religious person, when you put foot on this earth, you were not. Someone somewhere taught you what you have about the God, the heaven, the HE double hockey stick place, and all these things was introduced to you after birth. Okay. Spirituality was there when you were born. You are a spiritual being. You showed up here fully dipped in spirituality because that is what you are. You are governed by that. How is it that we get to our 20s and now we're worshiping something else? Because we were taught to not practice it. There's no courses, in my opinion, a lot of them today, but back in the day, you are this and this is what you are, and follow this or else you've sinned. The spiritual existence is with you from birth until you become unalive. It doesn't leave you. It stays with you all the time. However, it's like the two wolves that's in your stomach, right? We both have the good and the bad wolf. You will act accordingly based on which wolf you're feeding. If you're feeding that bad guy, you're going to be a bad person. If you're feeding that good guy, you're going to be a good person. So both of them will dwell within you, and we then take a path to follow one based on how we were raised. But spirituality is within you from the first breath. Actually, I'm wrong on that. Your spirituality was within you before you even decided to be a child, a fetus. It's in you. It's a part of you. It's attached to everything that makes you you. The sad thing about all of it is that we're not using it. You have this awesome Maserati engine in your vehicle and you're not even driving it. You just, I don't know what you're doing. So I say, wake up. Wake up and find the strength that's within you and use it to the best of your abilities. Religion is a part of this universe created while you're here. Spirituality has always been a part of you. You're a naked baby. You've got spirituality. When you get older, you put on clothes. Your nakedness is still there just underneath. And most often people don't even, you know, bring it out, if that makes any sense for you. The clothes that you put on was something that somebody gave to you while you were here. And the funny thing is, and it's not funny at all, actually, the thing is that when you leave to go back to the spiritual world, if you call it heaven, if you call it whatever you want to label it as, you still have to leave the clothes here. Everything that you've acquired here as a human being, you cannot, it's not permissible that you bring it back to the spiritual world. Wake up. Wake up. We are here as human beings. We acquire family, we get a home, a house, we get cars, we get whatever, jewelry, all these great things that we get while we're here, because it is only tangible here. You know, I can't see Mr. T on the other side, if you know who he is, blinging out the gold chains he used to wear. It won't happen. You can't bring anything back. If you go on a vacation, you lay on the beach, you enjoy the sun, you may drink some rum, and then you come home, you leave the beach alone. You come home without it. So the religious, the things that we acquire here, and that also goes for bad mind, hate, murder, all the things, fear. One of the biggest ones I want to mention is fear. When you leave, all that is a product of this environment. It's a product of the physical world. When you're going to go back to your spiritual existence in the spiritual world, in the heaven, you're not going, or, you know, wherever you're going after this, those things have to stay. You've never one day see a Brinks by the funeral home following the hearse down the street. Never. Because you're going home empty-handed as much as you've come empty-handed. You've come for the experience. When you leave and you go into the ocean for a swim, you do not bring the water home with you, but you have a jolly old time splashing around, having a good time, having a good swim, feeling the freeness of that swim. And then you go home and you leave the pool or the ocean right where it is. Same thing happens when you come here. Others will try to tell you that we've come here to follow a role, follow a guideline. No, everything that we know, and a lot of the questions, a lot of the emails I've been getting lately is about everybody trying to tell me how their life is, and I should join them. And I think that's unfortunate because I'm too busy being me to want to be anybody else. And who's going to be Barrington if I'm being Fred? Think about it. I am unique as you are unique. That makes you special. Wake up. The difference is between the spiritual and the religion is one is with you all the time and the other is temporal, temporary, temporary. One is with you all the time from the minute you breathe until you stop breathing. If you ever see a body on a scale in the hospital when they're about to pass on, the weight will change on that scale. I think they say it goes up a little, you know, not 10 pounds, but it goes up. And that's symbolizing that something was with you. Do a research on that. Do a Google on that. There is a, you will see the body will change its mass at the moment you've left the body. Something is leaving. Thank you very much, everybody, for all of that. I just want to go back into what we're talking about today. And I hope I answered all the questions. The conclusion is in religion and spirituality. Spirituality is who we are, what we represent. It gives us a guide through life. It's unfortunate most of us, more people don't follow it. I'm hearing a lot that people don't even understand what it is and where it goes. So wake up. Wake up and give yourself your obligated birthright to live your best self. Do not carry any hate for anybody. Do not carry hate, period. Period. You've got, 32 teeth in your mouth and one tongue. Occasionally you bite that tongue, but you have to forgive the teeth because you need them. You know, you can't knock them out. One tongue, 32 teeth, and eventually they jump on you and bite you, but you just have to say ouch and move on because you work together. And I say that for the sake of saying that we're not always going to get along with the people that we meet. We're not. It's just how life is. Some are just not working for you. They're toxic to your life, but you have to be able to say, you don't represent that much in my life, and I'm not about to give you any space in my time. I'm not going to carry animosity or luggage from you because you're not that important to me, and move on. Wake up, everybody. There's a wonderful world out there for you to explore, and you need to be able to bite down on getting into it. And it sounds awesome. I get a lot of emails from other people saying they love the show, make them think, they open their minds, they do all these things. And of course, I also, just to be fair, get a lot of them telling me I need Jesus, or I need help, or I need this, I need to be prayed for. And, you know, like, again, and again, you're not going to be that important in my life. And if this isn't working for you, then it's not working for you. But if you can take a step towards understanding understanding spirituality, you will understand how easy life could be. There's that thing they talk about, capturing monkeys in India. I read this many, many years ago, and the monkeys, the capturer would put a pot in the ground and put fruits inside, and the small opening would allow the fruits to start to rot or smell, and the monkeys would come out of the bush and then get it. And when they come out, stick their hand in that jar, and they try to pull that food out of there, they forget to open the fist. So they're holding on to it, they're fighting to it, and they'll do it until the guy comes and put a bag over his head and take away that monkey. The point is, the monkey had given up his freedom just because of what he was holding on to. And if he would allow himself to experience letting it go for a minute or two, he would have been a free monkey. And the question comes to, who exactly is the monkey? Aren't we all carrying a little bit too much when we're holding on to it? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Earlier, we had the question of the right and wrong. And I just saw an email pop up about the right and the wrong. And people will tell you that there's definite right and there's definite wrongs. And of course, I'm going to go back to saying it's relevant to how you see it. Think about it. The laws of this land made the cub, a little cub, a lion. The lion grows up to become a ferocious killer machine beast with big claws and fangs and speed and agility and muscles, and he could run and, you know, capture animals. He grows up and become a dad. He meets a lioness. They copulate, they produce an offspring, a cub. He has an obligation to feed that cub. Now, you're going to say the female does the hunting. You're probably right, but he has an obligation to go out and feed his cub. It's a package deal. So he goes out and he captures a zebra and he brings it to wherever they dine and they have that meal. So he has done everything right according to the laws of nature. Everything was done right because of the laws of nature. Now let's interview and talk to that zebra who had given up his life to become somebody's dinner. He will definitely say, oh, that is so wrong. And yes, I could see from his perspective how wrong that could be. But there we go with a difference. And nature created both of those empires. Nature created both of those animals. And one is going to say, yeah, you're wrong for eating my uncle. And the other is going to say, I have to feed my family. So who gets the golden chariot, or who gets the golden ring kind of thing? Right and wrong is relevant to your opinion. And if you find somebody who's out there, if you're not chemically in balance and you're not sick or anything like that, you can justify all the things you do. Others will don't get a pen and hear where you're coming from and try to fix you if they think you're broken. But I will say that right and wrong is relevant to your opinion with anything you do in life. You live in a culture where a lot of us agree on the same things. If we lived in another culture, and the food we eat, we agree on it, so we eat it. If we lived in another part of the world, we eat different foods maybe and think something differently of it. You know, I always say to people, the reason I don't eat certain kind of food, I don't know if it's appropriate to say, the reason we don't consume, say, dog in this country is simply because our parents didn't do it. But if they did, we would, and become a part of it. Right and wrong is relevance to the opinion of those who's making the judgment call. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We do have a couple of emails here. Folks, again, you are listening to Barrington Awaken. You can write to us anytime during the week especially, and that email address is awaken1308@gmail.com. awaken1308@gmail.com. Andy wrote in, he said, I'm an avid reader of the Bible. I'm not sure I believe it all. However, there is nothing that I can remember that talks about chakra in the Bible. Do you know something different that I do not? That's from Andy. Sue says, do you idolize anyone in the religions of the world? Is there anyone you study more than someone else? That's from Sue. Dante just writes in, where are your past shows? I am hooked. That's okay. Thank you, Dante. Send money. that's from Dante. Carol writes in and says, Barrington, do you ever burn incense? And if you do, does it do anything for you? And lastly, really quick here, Price writes in. He says, my friend is really into tarot cards. Do you know anything about those? That's from Price. Back to you.
Tarot cards and all those people doing magic tricks and casting spells and all these things, they're made up. They're all made up. You know, there's no spiritual, there's no spirit out there that's working with somebody behind the scene. It's a trick of the eye and all the things. Tarot cards, there, it was made up. It's for entertainment purposes only. Please don't bank your life on any of it. It is for entertainment purposes. Nobody has that special power to do what they're saying, and this is the sign, and this is how it's going to be. They'll tell you a story about it, and you will instantaneously pick up on something that, oh, yeah, that's true, and then you start to believe all of it is true. But if they tell you a story and you don't believe it, it's all poppycock. It's all made up. It's not real. How many times have I met and talk to people who are always telling me they're fortune tellers? Yeah, good luck. Or they can heal and they could do all, yeah, well, good luck to that. It's all made up. It's not real. People are just trying to pull one over on you. And the people who are telling you that they can see your future, they are full of it. You know, they how is that even possible? You know what I mean? But they will guide you. What they do to get you on their stage is simply they've been in the field for a long time. They know your demeanor. They know your style. They may ask you very few questions, and then they can pick up from where you've been, what you've done, how you've, you know, and formulate of to, oh, yeah, yeah, well, if you do this, you'll be better off. But it's them. It's you giving them information. While I'm in here and talk about voodoo, and everybody says voodoo's bad and it's going to kill you and it's this, and voodoo can only work with your black magic, obia, whatever you call it. It can only work with your permission, meaning that you have to want it to work for them to cast a spell on you. That's not real. It can't happen. Nobody can cast a spell on you. If I was living in a country a few years back, and this man said if I was to walk on his property, he's going to make my legs rotten off. And I said, well, go for it. I'm going to walk on the property, and then you do your part. And of course, I do know that it's only made up, and they try to use it to scare you, like a lot of things in our life. So none of it is real, whatever you want to call it. It's not real. And a lot of people will convince you and said, I have proof. Well, tell them to bring it. I want to see that myself. Do I burn incense? I do, because they smell nice in my house. And when I was younger, I used to believe if you burn incense in your house, this particular one, this is going to be happy. This will happen to you. When I was a teenager, I wanted, you know, money. I think every teenager do that. So I used to burn this money, say whatever, money house it was called, and it smells nice. I don't do it for spiritual reasons. I simply do it because I now know that if you hold your thought and a particular item, you are manifesting it, you're bringing it towards you. So yeah, go burn your money candle and know it's going to work. You're thinking about money, it'll come towards you, or health, or dieting, or any of these things, because it's in your face 24/7, like anything else. Tape it to the glasses so you see it every time you look out. But yeah, it could happen. Do I burn incense? Yeah, because I like the smell of it. But I don't think a snake is going to, I don't think anything of it. I just burn it because I love the smell and the lingering smell. Spiritual people will burn incense because they say some of the fragrances can ward off negative energy. Well, if you're smelling it and it smells nice, you feel good, the negative energy goes away. So maybe there is some truth to all of that. However, it's you don't need to burn incense. People just do it to set the mood or set the tone. Whenever I go into my studio, my office, I have this particular smell that I burn all the time. I love that, and it reminds me of the show that I'm about to do. So it may work, you know, but for me, it's a beautiful smell. Oh, my shows that you're looking for, they're at they're on the website, Barrington Awaken. So it's HEAMI Barrington Awaken. And that will pop up. Every show that we've done is there. many years of doing it. They're there, help yourself. They're good for you. They're good vitamin for me. Sometimes I just pop one in and just listen to a segment of it and reminds me to stay positive, which is what we're trying to get to. Andy, real quick, you said that you read the Bible, you've read the Bible, you're a reader of the Bible, you've heard nothing about chakras. It is more of an Indian practice, East Indian. They're more into chakras and their religious way. They have their Bible. It's escaping me right now. The Gita. And they will practice chakras and they have many gods and they say this chakra does that, this chakra does that. It's become more popular around the world. But if you wanted to learn about it, you might want to look into more of an Indian descent and it'll explain all the information about chakras. Is it right or wrong? Again, we just went through that whole segment about relative to the opinion. And if it makes you feel good and it's going to put you in a positive manner, then of course it's right. That's just where I stand on that one. Who do I follow? Do I follow any? No. Please follow you. The minute you've given up your right and think that this man is, imagine, let's say hypothetically, if you guys remember Michael Jackson, let's suppose I was a big fan of Michael Jackson. I dress like him. I act like him. I try to move like him and do all and try to get his money, of course. But then who's being me while I'm acting like somebody else? Do I idol anybody? I admire a lot of people. I love basketball. I admire the greatest basketball players. I love boxing. I love all the greatest boxers that's ever been. And sports, I'm a runner. I love these things. You don't want to idol nobody. Serve no one above you. Nobody. Serve no one above you. Because when you're busy serving them, you're letting you down. And all you're doing often is comparing yourself to that person. Imagine me being my height trying to go play basketball with a Michael Jordan. I would get the pants beat off me right away because it's not what I do. But I could watch him play, then get up and go on with life and not to idolize him for anything other than he could play basketball very well. But idol yourself, not in an egoic way. Don't be egoic. Don't go out there and tell people that you're better than them because that's not true. You might be a better plumber, or better doctor, but they're not doing what you're doing. So there's no way to compare it. Wake up, everybody. I hope I answered all those questions and I had to get through them really fast because I want to sum up what we have to say here. And I'm down to 2 minutes. Wow. Again, everybody, thank you for being here. Thank you for joining the show. I hope this is what you're looking for. I hope I answered all the questions that you're asking. I hope you come back and open your mind. Leave your mind open, come back, and then you observe other ways. You're walking left all your life. How do you know the glory of life is not on the right-hand side? How do you know the glory of the life is not you doing something else? By the way, whatever it is that's in your mind that you want to do, do it. Think about it more often. Do it, do it, do it. Because it is probably the purpose in which you're here. Wake up. Chakra and meditation. Oh, I have to say real quick, if you get to be an expert in all of this, you will also know how to heal your body. You will know how to heal your body. Basically, something goes wrong and we just run to somebody else to fix it. But you have the ability within you, the abilities to repair your own body. You just have to give it what it wants. And you need to know exactly what it's asking you for. Give it that, the body's repaired. Wake up. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for allowing me to tell you a little bit about spirituality. To all the longtime listeners and the new listeners, I appreciate you hanging out there and just giving us your 2 cents when you can via email. You're listening to Barrington Awaken. We want you to study meditation and study your chakras and study everything you can because all of it improves your quality of life. Nothing to gain here. Thank you for loving the show. We'll talk next time. Until we talk again, namaste.
Thank you you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.